It's a bittersweet day today for the family of a Korean War veteran from Cambridge. Corporal Ronald Sparks died in a North Korean prisoner of war camp, but his remains went missing for six decades. Back in June, using DNA, the military identified a previously unidentified soldier buried at the National Memorial Cemetery in Hawaii as Ronnie Sparks. Today, those remains returned to his family following a procession through Cambridge. Corporal Sparks' nephew, Bob Sparks, has spent the last decade trying to find his uncle and recalled the day his remains were identified using DNA.
After the Army transferred a lot of the remains that were in Korea to Hawaii, where they had set up a state-of-the-art, you know, lab to check everything, including DNA now, that's where there was real hope. And, you know, they took samples of DNA first from my son because I was overseas in London visiting my daughter. And I came home to learn that my son's DNA had matched one of the skeletons, one of the remains, and that, in fact, it was Ron.
You know, as I understand it, you met your uncle just once. A very long time ago, you were only 3 years old. What do you remember, if anything, what stands out?
Well, what stood out at the time was waking up, you know, seemingly in the middle of the night. I didn't know what time it was. At three, I felt a little frightened, but I knew that if I ran into the other room, my parents would either be sitting listening to the radio in the living room or in bed. So I rushed out to find them, and they weren't in the living room where I expected to find them, but sitting in the corner reading a newspaper was an individual in a what I took to be a military uniform reading the paper. I was a little bit startled, and, you know, I said, "Who are you?" And he said, "I'm your Uncle Ron. I'm your father's little brother." And he swept me up in his arms and gave me a hug.
How long after that, before he disappeared while in action?
It was probably within a year.
He disappeared in 1951. What did your family know?
Initially, we knew nothing. The way we found out is I was walking down the sidewalk hand in hand with my mother, going to visit grandmother, and I saw my mother take an envelope out of the mailbox in front of my grandmother's house and immediately burst into tears. And it was the telegram that said, "Your son was missing in action and presumed dead."
As I understand it, your grandparents and your father always held out some hope for the return of his remains.
Of his remains, exactly. I remember my grandfather asking my father, and this is through my father. I was much too young to be part of the conversation. But my grandfather asked my father to do whatever he could to find out what happened to his body, where are his remains. Please bring him home so we can have a proper burial, you know, here at home.
Is that what drove you all these years, that family wish that the remains of your uncle come home? Is that what has driven you all these years?
Well, I have to say, I heard it from my grandparents telling my father, but it was my father telling me on his deathbed that he wanted me to do it, that he'd done everything in his power, and he said, "I want you to do everything you can, no matter how long it takes or what you have to do." He asked me in his deathbed to promise that I would bring Ronnie home.
Is there solace in finality?
I want to tell you, there is. I'm sure you can read the stress in my voice, and it's terribly emotional. It's terribly bittersweet. I am going to be so joyful when I go to Cambridge City Hall and meet all those wonderful people that want to pay tribute to that young teenage boy from the streets of Cambridge that sacrificed his life. And it's going to be terribly sad, as I am right now, but I'm going to be so joyous when I see his flag-draped coffin laid to rest at Woodlawn Cemetery next to his parents, who never had the comfort of knowing where their boy was. And Friday, they're going to find out that he's finally home.
Well, Bob, congratulations to you for accomplishing a life's goal, and all of Greater Boston, I'm sure, is wishing you and your family well in welcoming back the remains of your uncle.
Thank you very, very much, sir.